I shall cover your faults by my honor and by my majesty. I will not disgrace and defame you before the sinners and disbelievers. Now return to your homes forgiven. You have pleased me and I am pleased with you. The angels then become pleased when observing the reward given on the day of Eid. O Allah Ta'ala, make us from amongst them.
Amen.
Normally, approximately the day before Eid, we just do some sunnahs of the day of Eid, so that we can practice on the sunnahs that pertain to the day of Eid, when the day of Eid does come. These are simple sunnahs, but it will make a very great day even more rewarding if a person practices upon the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our deen is such that we haven't been left yatim. Even the day of celebration also, it is showed to us how to do it, step by step, how you go about enjoying and appreciating a beautiful day. So that, to that extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has showed us. So we haven't been left yatim, that we don't know what to do, how to celebrate. Should now we just start blasting the music, what time we should wake. Everything is shown to us, what time to wake up, what to do when you wake up, how to proceed. Everything, this is the beauty of our deen. So just to go through some of the sunnahs of the day of Eid, the first is to wake up early as possible. As early as possible, a person should try and wake up. It's a beautiful day, it's a happy day. One of the sunnah of the days of Eid, or the one of the preferable practices of the day of Eid, is izharu surur. That show that you're happy. Sometimes a person is so sad in his style, or he's such an introvert, that even on the day of Eid too, there's no smile coming on his face. So izharu surur means the person must show. Even if he can't feel happy, he must act like he's happy. Show the people that he's happy. So this is a day to show happiness. The next is a person should make ghusl. He should take ghusl. So he should wake up early, then he should take ghusl. He should use miswak. He should make miswak. He should apply itr. Number four, he should apply itr. Number five, to wear one's best clothes. Not necessarily new. Sometimes you find now these Eid fairs and this type of fair, that fair. People think that you've got to buy new things for Eid. This is not a sunnah practice. Sunnah is the best you got in your cupboard on that day. That is what you wear. It doesn't have to be new. If it is new, so be it. If it is not new, the best that you've got, that's what you should be wearing. Then the number six is to eat something sweet before Eid Salah. So before proceeding for the Eid Salah, have some, try and have some khajur, something sweet. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before Eid al-Fitr, to have something sweet. Number seven, to perform the salah at the Eidgah. You'll find some places, some venues to accommodate the old people, to accommodate the sickly people. In the masjid they have Eid Salah, but obviously that is exceptional circumstances, maybe because of rain. Somebody is sick, somebody is old, they can't make it. So just to accommodate them, one or two masjid, you'll find they will have Eid Salah. But like how janazah, we perform it outside the salah, outside the masjid. So like that Eid also, the sunnah practice is to perform it outside the masjid. So some people, we shouldn't be carried away and say now because of comfort and ease and all, we want to perform salah in the masjid. The sunnah is to go to the Eidgah. So look to see which is the Eidgah, which is outside the masjid. There we should, if you got no excuse, we should be performing our salah at the Eidgah. Number eight, to discharge Sadaqatul Fitr before Eid Salah. This is quite important. Many of us, we know that we have to discharge Sadaqatul Fitr. And if you got enough sufficient wealth, meaning Nisab, the amount that Zakat is approximately about 4,600 ren. If we got that amount also, then we should try and pay on behalf of our minor children. In other words, 20 ren for ourselves, 20 ren for our spouses, get the spouse's permission, try and pay on their behalf, pay on the children's behalf. If the spouse can afford it, she wants to pay her own, no problem. It's preferable for her to pay. But if you pay on her, get her permission, no problem. But the children, it's important that we pay on behalf of the children also. Don't forget this. Unlike Zakat, Zakat, the person pays on himself, he doesn't pay on his children. But Sadaqatul Fitr, if he can afford it, he should pay on behalf of his children also. So for each child will be 20 ren. Number of children you got multiplied by 20. Simple. Number nine, to use a separate route when returning from the Eidgah. In other words, you go one route and you return from another route. In the Shuruha, they explain some of the hikmats of traveling on one route and returning from another route. One is takthiru shahada, meaning more area will give witness on the day of Qiyamah that this person traveled on me for Eid Salah. So in other words, he traversed on me, he went on me for the Eid Salah. Now more roads, because using two different roads, so more roads, more land will give witness on your behalf on the day of Qiyamah that this is what this person did on my going, traveled on me, going for the Eid Salah, number one. Number two is that the shan and the shokat of Islam gets displayed. People can see now, look, the Muslims are moving. They're moving in numbers. They're moving. So if you just use one road, and only a certain amount of people, limited people will see Muslims moving. But if you use different roads, more people will see Muslims moving. More people will become aware that today is the day of Eid. Today is the celebration of the Muslims. So the shan and the shokat of Islam also becomes more apparent. Number 10, to walk to the Eidgah. There is no harm if a person is staying far to use a vehicle. There is no harm using a vehicle. But the sunnah practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you're staying near the Eidgah and you've got the ability, then it is sunnah to try and walk to the Eid Salah, Eidgah. Number 11, to recite takbir softly en route to the Eidgah. This is for Eid al-Fitr, that this takbir that we read, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Allahu Akbar, Allah, you say this is a zikr. Different times and different moments have different azkar, different zikr to read. The zikr when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tip. And as you mentioned, that the night preceding the night of Eid is the night of Laylatul Ja'iza. So